Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loan Studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. As promised, it is time for some NBA news and notes. We're going to shine the spotlight on the Sacramento Kings, who are in the midst of a four-game, a very long road trip. They're going to face the San Antonio Spurs on Saturday night at the AT&T Center, 7:30 Central Time tip. The Kings are currently 10th in the Western Conference standings with the goal of making the playoffs. Delighted to have back with us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, Sacramento Kings assistant coach and basketball Hall of Famer, the great Nancy Lieberman. Good evening, Nancy.
Hi, Elissa. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Welcome back to the Lone Star State.
Thank you. Happy to be back home. It's always great to see all my friends and just to be on the North Downs Tollway.
You bet. Okay, so let's talk about your Sacramento Kings. Game 61 on Saturday night in San Antonio. Let's just kind of step back. I mean, how would you summarize how this season has played out to this point?
It's been a little up and down for us. I mean, we certainly have the talent. 61 games in, and I can still tell you that we're vying for the eighth spot in the playoffs. I mean, we're right there with Utah and with Houston. And what I can tell you is we're going to fight to the end, and we have the talent to do it.
Of course, you guys are 10th right now, as I mentioned, in the Western Conference standing. How do you guys go about that, closing the gap and make up ground?
Well, the way you do it is with defense. And I think we're maybe three, four games in the loss column. I mean, if you win, you know, 6 out of 8 or, you know, 7 out of 11 or 12 games, you're right there in the thick of the few teams that are ahead of us. So we have to get it done with defense, and, you know, DeMarcus Cousins has been, you know, playing remarkable for us. If we take good shots, you know, good offense will lead to good defense, and we think that's an area that, you know, we have to continue to get better at.
The assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings, Nancy Lieberman, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The Kings are in a tough road stretch right now that started in Memphis. They were in Dallas on Thursday night, of course, Saturday night in San Antonio, and on Monday in New Orleans. And you were talking about just some of the top priorities moving forward, defensive intensity. Take us inside that locker room. Is that message, is it being received by the team in terms of just playing with a sense of urgency on both ends of the floor?
Well, we have veterans. You know, we have guys in our locker room that have championship rings. You know, our coaching staff has been deep into the playoffs with George Karl, not only with Denver, but, you know, him with Seattle. So, you know, we have a good understanding of what we have to do, and it's about execution and mentally and physically taking it to another level. It's the little things. It's the getting, you know, 3 consecutive stops, boxing out. Rebounding becomes more valuable in the fourth quarter when it's a tight game and somebody gets, you know, 1 or 2, you know, offensive rebounds, or they get some of those 50-50 balls.
Is it kind of a back-to-basics approach in order of, you know, in terms of sweating the small stuff?
No, there's nothing like the details. You know, we have to master the things that take no talent, and that means we have to be able to be ready to play. You know, we all, KYP, know your personnel.
Mm-hmm.
Know who you're guarding, and, you know, make sure that you're locked into your assignment. So players determine, you know, probability and outcome. We're depending on our key guys to lead us.
And one of those key guys you had just mentioned a moment ago, the big fella, DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, he attracts, obviously, a lot of attention. He's been a part of this franchise, and I'm sure it's been difficult because it's struggled with having success. He is the heart of the Kings. I mean, where would they be without him?
Well, we wouldn't be fighting for the playoffs without DeMarcus. I mean, you know, sometimes he goes unappreciated, not by us, but by people around us, because he's one of our best passers. We played the game in Memphis, and in the second half he picked up 3 charges, and he had 5 fouls on him. So, you know, he plays his heart out, and, you know, he's unstoppable, you know, unstoppable around the basket. Rondo, his leadership, Darren Collison is playing great basketball for us. Bellinelli, another important player on our team. You know, he didn't score in the first half, and, you know, his professionalism, he stepped out in the second half, and he has 17 points. We need the energy from the guys coming off the bench, and we're also overcoming some injuries. You know, Rudy Gay has been out with a shoulder. Rondo's had a bad hand and ankle. Seth Curry hurt his ankle in the game. He had 19 points the other night.
Nancy Lieberman, the assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, as we talk some more about DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, one of the things I love about him and watching him is just the passion that he brings on the court. I mean, he's very emotional about the game of basketball, and that's got to obviously inspire a lot of those players that you had just highlighted.
DeMarcus is emotional because he wants to win so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the first guy at practice every morning. He's on the first bus to the arena every day. He takes his, you know, workout shooting sessions seriously. I mean, he comes out ready to compete. And he wants to win so badly that it is emotional for him. And he's growing. I mean, day by day he's growing and how to handle. You know, remember when Shaq used to just have the crud beat out of him every day because he was so big?
Right.
Well, DeMarcus gets hammered every single game, and you know, maybe it's because he's so big and strong, and it doesn't look like he's being hammered as bad as he is. But you know, he's learning to control his emotions, and he's only 25, and he's showing tremendous growth.
DeMarcus Cousins garners a ton of attention. So moving forward, I mean, Nancy, who do you look to step up during this critical final stretch to provide DeMarcus some support?
Well, we're getting a lot of help at that second big position. It's kind of a two-headed center between Willie Cauley-Stein, a tremendous defender, has great length. You can switch him out 1-5. And Dallas's own Quincy Acey. I mean, Q is just energy plus. He just gives us such a spark, and he works so hard on the defensive end. He's really very important and very valuable to us right now, and we just love having him out there on both the offensive and defensive end. And then, you know, we've got shooters. We run a slow offense. We've got guys who've got to knock down, you know, the outside shot. Omri Caspi has played well for us this year. Darren Collison has had a great stretch. Like I said, we got to get a few guys healthy. Rudy Gay is one of our best players and has been for a long time, and he's got a shoulder issue. And Rudy's a professional scorer and one of the coolest guys that I know. We really need him back.
What has it been like for you your first year with the Sacramento Kings, Nancy, as the assistant coach? What's it been like to work with Rajon Rondo?
It's been a joy. He's absolutely brilliant. He's has an IQ that's off the charts. He, like all our players, you can't keep Rondo out of the gym. Just, you know, I'll get a text at 1, 2, 3 in the morning, "Coach, did you look at this? What did you think of this play?" And I always text back, I'll tell you at 7 in the morning. And we just laugh. I mean, he's
right.
We get on the plane, and he's the first guy that we load up his computer with game film and his recall, recollection. I'll give you an example. We were, and this is the trust between him and George, while the coaching staff was in a timeout. He sat in George's seat the other night against Memphis, and he took the board, and he diagrammed a play point loop that they used to run in Boston. You know, George has so much respect for him. It's not like, get out of my seat. It's like, okay, this is good. You know, when your guys are that locked in and want to win so bad, I mean, that's the blessing in this.
Basketball Hall of Famer, the assistant coach with the Sacramento Kings, has been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. That, of course, is the great Nancy Lieberman. Good luck against San Antonio on Saturday night, and we look so forward to our next conversation. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. We appreciate everything and all your success.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Up next is Andy Pondillo with our preview of the 2016 MLB season.